I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christian lives carry a literal price tag in India. The details around the corner. Then later, clean water leads to gospel conversations in rural Kenya. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. But first, protests spread from Mumbai to different parts of India after a lawmaker put hefty bounties on gospel workers. In a public speech, Gopichand Padelkar from the ruling Hindu Nationalist Party said beating up a pastor could earn you 300,000 rupees, while killing one nets over a million. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
there has been a lot of pushback from the Christian community in India who are saying, look, this is a government leader who is literally offering a bounty on killing Christians. Thankfully, there has also been some pushback even from within his own party saying that was irresponsible. He shouldn't have said that. That is not our party's position.
Protesters want more than an apology.
They are pressing the government to file charges against him because of that illegal act. It's illegal for him to stand up and say, you should kill Christians, and here's how much I will pay you for doing so.
Current laws pave the way for persecution.
A lot of this goes back to the anti-conversion laws that make it illegal to talk to someone about changing their religion. It's designed to close down avenues for Christians in particular, to share the gospel, to be able to tell other people about Jesus.
Next, when a father is taken by police and led into the unknown, it shatters a teenager's world. That's what happened to Kevin, an Iranian boy whose family seeks asylum in Turkey. Lana Silk from Transform Iran tells us,
his father had been in deportation camp for 11 months already, and so he was carrying a real emotional burden for the distance from his father and what that might mean for him and his family as a whole, whether their whole family would get forced to go back to Iran.
Kevin's mother brought him to the Children's Ministry of Transform Iran. There, activities are carefully designed by a psychologist to help children break free from the mental cage they're in. Though shy at first, Kevin felt accepted by the community. He even danced to worship music.
And he began to really change, come alive.
A few sessions later, two miracles followed. The boy accepted Jesus as a savior. And the second?
Very soon after that, his father was released from the camp. Oh, totally unexpected, a real answer to prayer.
Iranian children in asylum often experience trauma, prejudice, bullying, and fear for their safety and their parents. There's a need for a thoughtful approach.
Love them, be that catalyst of change by drawing them into a community that embraces them and helps them feel safe.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, the single most life-changing thing Kenya Hope can do for the communities they serve, apart from preaching the gospel, is providing a reliable and affordable source of fresh water, according to U.S. Director Steve Holman.
Rivers are not fit for humans to drink the water. They just live with that awful water.
Kenya Hope can help communities by digging wells, providing electric solar-powered pumps and storage tanks on their Hope Center property with distribution points to go outside of their Hope Centers.
It means drinkable water is accessible to the same girls and women that would carry it from miles away from dirty rivers. It really is life-changing.
It also provides a bridge for Kenya Hope to reach people with the gospel.
It's wrong to not proclaim the gospel, but it's ineffective to proclaim the gospel and ignore needs.
So how can we be praying for Kenya Hope?
To raise up a person or persons that can be rapid responders to keep all of our infrastructures going so it fulfills the use. We need people, and God always wraps his message in people as they live out and love and are faithful.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.